And welcome back on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. News Director and Director of Programming, Tristan Winder. Please welcome in some very special guests. And we have a very special co-pilot this morning, too, with North Platte Mayor Brandon Keller. Mayor Keller, happy to see you in the studio, and glad the Nebraska Land Days is here, sir.
Yes, Nebraska Land Days is officially kicked off. It's going to be a great Nebraska Land Days. We have some fine talent and lots going on in the city. Watch my Facebook page if you're bored and want something to do. We'll be out and about and doing little ditties on Facebook.
I love seeing those too, because it gives folks a nice reminder about what's going on throughout our community. And it was quite the involvement on your Facebook page throughout this past weekend too, pre-Nebraska Land Days excitement.
Yes, I attempted to do a hula hoop in one video and it got quite a bit of engagement.
You did pretty well.
Yeah, I don't have the hips for it.
We welcome in three lovely ladies joining us this morning as well. Ladies, please take time to introduce yourselves and tell us where you're from.
Okay, hello guys. I am Brooke Lear. I'm your Miss Teen Rodeo Nebraska 2021, and I am from Columbus.
I'm Bailey Lear, Brooke's sister. I am your Miss Rodeo Nebraska 2022. I am also from Columbus.
Sure.
And I am Haley Fredrickson, Miss Rodeo America 2022, and I'm not too far away from here, from the Centennial State of Colorado.
In Northern Colorado, right?
Northern
we were talking
Colorado.
Off the air about a three-hour commute to North Platte.
Yes, so Bailey and I actually drove the same amount of distance to get here to North Platte. So I've been joking with her. I'm practically a Nebraskan, so...
We'll claim you.
Yeah, I'm not too bad of a person, and I like the Cornhuskers, so...
Absolutely. Now, Mayor Kelleher, unfortunately this year you don't get to host any of our fine contestants, but... Obviously, you get to see them out and about quite a bit with this Nebraska Land Days Festival.
That is true. I'll encounter them in many places. In fact, today, I'm just looking at the schedule here. So today is Tuesday, June 14th, right? Okay,
yes,
that's good.
Yes.
Just making sure.
They all run in together when
they do. So we have the Sweet Saloon going today, which I understand is nearly sold out or sold out.
It's sold out, yes.
We also have the Quilt Show at the Bethel Church starting at 9 a.m. The Competitive Art Show at Prairie Art Center at 11 a.m. And then, of course, we have the Rodeo Golf Classic starting at 1 p.m. at River's Edge Golf Club. However, these tremendous ladies have lots of activities going on today. I thought maybe I'd let them impart what they're doing today.
Yeah, so tell us, what's the day look like for you guys today, specifically?
Basically, we have a bunch of sponsor visits. And tonight, we actually have the Style Show and Scholarship Auction. And that is starting at 7 p.m.
And that is at the Mid Plains Community College. So we are very gracious that they always donate so much to us over the years.
Definitely advantage to having some AC access with that.
Yes.
For sure.
And like we said, we do sponsor visits throughout the day. So there are some gracious businesses and companies that help fund and support the Miss Rodeo Nebraska pageant, as well as Nebraska Land Days. So not only are we involved with the rodeo, but we're also involved in the local communities that we visit. So we get to go and visit those companies and businesses today and say thank you. And of course, if you're in the area and would like some autograph sheets, of course, we are more than happy to sign those for you all.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what Miss Rodeo America is, and Miss Rodeo Nebraska as well, for folks that are unaware, please.
Absolutely. Well, I'll let Bailey talk a little bit about the Miss Rodeo Nebraska pageant, but for Miss Rodeo America, we are the official ambassador and spokesperson for the professional sport of rodeo. We represent the PRCA, which stands for the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. So I'm the first lady of the PRCA, and as Miss Rodeo America, I get to travel the entire country going to different PRCA rodeos. I truly have one of the best jobs. It was my dream job. I've wanted this since I was about 12 years old, so it's been a lifetime in the making, so to speak, and it's just been an absolute blessing. I only get this for 1 year, but the amount of connections and industry connections and opportunities that I receive through this position, you know, not only go throughout this year, but will go for a lifetime. So I'm really excited to see how those connections blossom into the relationships, hopefully turning into a professional career after this year.
And is this your first time this year attending the Buffalo Bill Rodeo here in North Platte?
Great question. It is actually not. So I came here as Miss Rodeo Colorado 2020 and 2021. So I came here last year. I got to experience Nebraska Land Days for the first time, North Platte. We were talking this morning, the mayor and I, about how some people say that there's not enough to do in North Platte. Well, I would like to argue, I think there's plenty to do in North
Platte. It's ludicrous, isn't it, Mayor Kelleher?
It is.
So we got to, you know, of course, Nebraska Land Days is going on, but there's so much to do here in North Platte, Nebraska, and I knew I had to come back as Miss Rodeo America, so I'm super excited to be back here for Nebraska Land Days and, of course, the Buffalo Bill Rodeo.
So tell us about Miss Rodeo Nebraska. How's that differ from Miss Rodeo America?
Yes, so Miss Rodeo America is just a higher platform. You know, it's a state queen on steroids, pretty much.
Representing all 50.
Yes, yes. She has so much more to do. But as a state queen, it's a little similar in the sense that we still travel. We promote rodeo and agriculture throughout the United States. We don't travel near as much as Miss Haley does over here. But we also compete the same, so we all go through a horsemanship, speeches, the style show, and then your coronation, and lots of interviews that come with it too.
And Miss Bailey here will be competing for the title of Miss Rodeo America 2023, which is crazy to say, in December in Las Vegas during the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. So we have about roughly 30 other states that are being represented this year. So I competed against 31 other states when I competed for the title Miss Rodeo America. So please support Miss Bailey here as she goes to compete for the Landstrom's Black Hills Gold Crown in December in Las Vegas during the WNFR.
Ladies, anything else you'd like to have this morning?
Oh, I've got something. Hold on. And I'm not a lady, but I'm
Mayor Kelleher.
No, I think it's important to point out that North Platte plays host to several rodeo queens during Nebraska Land Days. Mm-hmm. And so could someone sort of discuss, I know that I could name some of the states, but I would probably miss some. So I think we have seven or eight other queens here right now, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We do. I think, and we'll probably correct each other for wrong or for missing anyone, but I believe is there seven now officially? Or
yes,
six?
I think I think there were supposed to be eight, but a few girls had some car issues and just didn't work out to come. So I think we're at seven.
Yes, so we have, and of course, if you're in the community or at the rodeo, you'll see, of course, Bailey, her sister Brooke, and of course me at the rodeo, but you'll also see Miss Rodeo Colorado, Miss Rodeo Idaho, Miss Rodeo Illinois, Iowa will not be here, sorry. Miss Rodeo Missouri, Miss Rodeo New York, yes, I said New York, and Miss Rodeo South Dakota. So you're going to see quite a few of us girls here. Again, we're all representing a passion that we are deeply passionate about, and that is the professional sport of rodeo. If you all have any questions at all about what's going on in the community in terms of events or what is happening in the rodeo arena, please ask us girls, and we're more than happy to answer those questions.
And we put you guys to a little bit of work, too, out at the arena. You guys will obviously be introduced by our great in-house announcer, Randy Corley, and do a quick round around the arena. I believe Miss Rodeo America helps us with a little bit of the ushering of calves out of the arena, too, right?
Yes, we sweeping, shagging, or clearing the arena. There's several different terms used for it, but during the timed event where you see bulldogging, team roping, breakaway roping, which we're super excited to be seeing,
another great to see.
Women's event. So during the timed event where you see cattle in the arena, us rodeo queens will sometimes help out the pickup men clear the arena so that the contestants have a clear shot for their next run. So yes, I will be out there in the rodeo arena. We're not just glitz and glam, we are cowgirls too, so you will be seeing us girls right out there.
Absolutely. And the folks see out and about too, encourage them to come up and talk to you a little bit. You guys love having that interaction, especially with the autographs too. I know
yes,
that's always popular.
Absolutely. It's super fun. Just like after the rodeo, you can go around and walk and meet new people, so we love it.
Anything else we need to address this morning, Mayor Kelleher, ladies? Anything else you want to bring up?
Well, I think we have to put in a plug to come out and see the style show tonight.
Yep, I was just going to invite everybody. Come on out. It's the funnest part of the pageant competition. You get to see the girls kind of just relax, dance, and have fun and show off their skills on stage.
And what time is that?
7 o'clock tonight.
At?
The Mid Plains Community College.
South Campus.
Is South Campus, yes. And there is a little auction so you can get some good prizes if you come out.
Awesome. Well, ladies, welcome to North Platte. We're glad to have you here. Hopefully you'll come back soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And Mayor Kelleher, I want to remind folks again, the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast coming up, is that this Wednesday morning?
It's Thursday morning, actually.
Thursday morning,
7 a.m. at the Ramada Inn.
And tickets are still available, so encourage folks to attend 7 a.m. Thursday.
7 a.m. It's a great breakfast. The cooks really outdo themselves, and you get to listen to a fine speech by Bob and Margene Ferris.
Yes, a former mayor of the city of North Carolina.
A former mayor and a retiring regent of the University of Nebraska.
Longtime public servant.
That's correct.
Well, Mayor Keller, we'll see you again next Tuesday morning. In the meantime, enjoy this first week of Nebraska Land Day, sir.
That's right. Get out there and enjoy the lots to do in North Platte.